Okay, we're going to start here by the new Perek on Yudim Adet. Mishnah should be familiar to us because we had the identical Mishnah in Masechet Temura. And the Gemara in Temura asked the question, why do we need it over here and over there? And our Gemara is going to ask that same question. Why do we need an identical Mishnah twice? Mishnah says, and it's talking about the Chamesh Chatot HaMeitot, the five Chatot that die. First three of which are Vlad Chatat, an offspring of a Chatat, Temurat Chatat, an exchange of a Chatat, V'Chatat Shemetu Baleha. Chatat, whose owners have passed away. Those three, yamutu. They are put to death. Kuntzinoto the kippah. They put it into the corral, and they withhold food from it, and it dies. So that's a chatat ameta for those three. And the next two are shibra shatata. Another one of the chatot ametot is if it's past its time. A chatat has to be within the first year of its life. If the 1 year time period has passed, then it's considered to be one of the chatot ametot. Usha abda. Vinimtzeit, bal mum. And then if it was lost and found a balat mum. So now the question about what the balat mum modifies, which was discussed actually in the Gemara and Temura, whether the balat mum is modifying the ibra shnata or the avda, or both, that's number one. And number two is, why do you have to have it be a bal mum? Why is an ibra shnata and avda, which are two of the chatot ametot, why does it require the extra factor of nimtzeit bal mum? We'll get back to this in 1 second. If the balim already had been nitkaper by a different chatat, tamut, then this chatat is put to death. Ve'eno oseh tmura. This chatat that is going to be lemito doesn't make tmura because it's lost its form of tusha. Even though generally a chatat balmum or any balmum does create tmura, over here because you already got your kapara through a different chatat, this residual chatat that's going to mita will not make tmura. Velo nenin, velo mo'alim. There's no din deoraita of mi'ilah. There's only a din derabonon of mi'ilah, which is means lo nenin. You can't get hano from it midrabanan. Velo mo'alim. There is no din mi'ilah min ha-Torah. Back we saw Rashi back on Gimel Amud Aleph, who discussed the possibility over here if there is no mi'ilah whatsoever, maybe only an isur with regards to lo nenin velo mo'alim. V'imach lo kipru abalim. If they have this animal before the balim attain kapara somewhere else, meaning that they prefer to use this animal as their chatat. Then, it should graze until it gets a mominit, and then you'll sell it, and then you'll purchase with it another chatat, this chatat that you're waiting for to get a mominit and then to purchase another chatat with, will make tmura, because over here, the balat mum is not going to be the mito, but rather, proceeds are going to be used to purchase a new chatat. So there is kedusha or kochi Hashem left in it, and therefore, number one, there is a din in tmura, number two, there is a din of mila. Now, the problem with this is, tira shistev should go and get a mum in it. Doesn't it already have a mum in it? So why does it have to wait to get a mum in it? There are two possibilities. One possibility is ibra shnata, that this is only modifying the ibra shnata, and not avdavanim seit bal mum. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Shabdav and Imseit Balat Mum, the Gemara in Temura says, that was a Bal Mum Over. It was just a temporary Mum, and now we're talking about waiting for it to get a permanent Mum in order that you could sell it and use the proceeds to purchase another Chatat. The question that we have, and the Gemara is going to ask the question, is, Maishna Reisha Dulo Kamiflige, Maishna Seifa Dekamiflige. What's the difference between the first half of the Mishnah, where you have three Chatot Ametot, the Mishnah just writes, they're the Mito. Then you have these second two cases, which is Ibra Shnatan Sha'abdam and Imtseid Balmum, where the Mishnah gives you some cases. The Kamiflage differentiates between him Kipru, Lo Kipru. Where it says, Reisha Psikule. In the Reisha, it's definitive. It's definitive because they're not Chatot. There is no option here. A Vlad Chatat is never a Chatat. A Vlad Chatat never goes on the Mizbech. Same thing with a Tumrat Chatat. Tumrat Chatat is not a Chatat. It doesn't have the ability to go on the Mizbech. It has no value in terms of going on the Mizbech or paying for proceeds to put something on the Mizbech. Same thing with Chatat Shebetu Baaleh. If the Baalim die, the Chatat is worthless in terms of the Mizbech. We don't bring it. The offspring don't bring it. It is a Chatat on the Mito without any consideration the Gabe Mizbech. That is not true by the Seifa. Seifa lo psikole. In the Seifa, we have instances where the Chatat has value. Even if Ibra Shnata, even if the year has passed, you could still use it. It becomes a chatat balat mum, but you can redeem to use its proceeds for the mizbeach. And the same thing with a chatat shenevda. There are instances where chatat shenevda goes to mita. There are some instances where chatat shenevda, you can use it or its value to put something on the mizbeach. So therefore, It differentiates between the Reish and the Seifa. Then the Gemara asks the question, the same question that they asked in Tmura, which is, Hatanale Gabe Tmura. Don't we have this identical Mishnah in Tmura? Gemara says, Tanahato Mishum Tmura. Over there, it brought the Mishnah because of the relevance in Tmura. And over here, Tanahacha Mishum Mila. And it brought it over here for the relevance in terms of Mila. There's a din of Mila, there's a din of Tmura. So in the context where it's relevant, they brought the Mishnah, even though it's identical, but for the din of Tmura over there and for the din of Mila over here. So now, just going back, I mentioned in the Mishnah, so you're asking the same question, is what's going on with this Ibrash Nata and Abda? It got lost. We know, we did it yesterday, there's a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim with regards to an animal that gets lost. If a chatat that was lost, then you find it. According to the Chachamim, if you find it before the kapara, before you have kapara from another animal, then it doesn't go to mita. Then you pick whichever chatat you use, and then the other one is a balmum, chatat balmum, and the residual goes to Ketzah Mizbeach, it goes to Nidava. If you find it after you nitkaper with the other chatat, then it's the mita, it goes to the mita, and everybody agrees to that, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon believes, on the other hand, that a chatat, even if it was lost during the time of Frasha, you were mafish a second chatat, and you find it, it goes to the mita. So the question is over here, who is this like, this Mishnah? This Mishnah over here says that if it was lost, and then it got a mum in it. If it got lost and got a mum in it, then it's the mita. Wait a minute, why do you need it to be lost and have a mum in it? The Chachamim even agree that if it was lost and then you had it after Kapara, then it's the mita. If it's before the time of Kapara, they think it is Yirei Ajistev, and then he blew Ma'ot L'Nedava. So what is this Baal Mum doing here? And then what's the Ibrash Nata? Why isn't Ibrash Nata by itself sufficient to be one of the Chatot HaMetot? Why is it over here? We need that it was Abda, then Ibrash Nata. Why do we have two problems with these animals? Rashi calls it Tarte L'Riyuta. It's two negatives. So now Rashi and Tosafot argue here. They also argued in Tmura about this issue. What does it mean, Tarte L'Riyuta? Rashi says that even according to the Chachamim, who normally say that if you find the Chatat before Kapara, it's not Lamita, over here they would agree it's Lamita because Tarte L'Riyuta. There's two negatives about this Chatat. Number one, it was Nevda. Number two, it's a Balad Mum, or Ibrash Nata, and Nevda. So since you have two negatives, Rashi believes that that means that it's Lamita, even in a case where it's found before Kapara. So that's what Rashi says over here. Ayil afilu nimtzeit. Before Kapara, the Chachamim are going to agree to this. Tell us what it says. We know from the Gemara and Tmura, here we don't have an argument, but in the Gemara and Tmura, it seems that the Gemara says the more things that you have the Riyuta, the less likely it is to be the Mita. It's like Pigol in a sense. In Pigol, if you have a Machshevet Pigol, then the Korban is Pigol. As soon as you have another Psol there, it ruins the Pigol. There's no more Pigol anymore. It's the same thing over here. A Chatat Lemito is only if it has the problem that makes it the Mita. As soon as you introduce other issues, there's no longer a Chatat Lemito. So Tosafot says the opposite way, that Tarte L'Riyuta means less likely to be the Mita. And therefore Tosafot sets up the case in our Mishnah that he found it L'Achar Kapara. He found it after Yinitzchaper. So even though normally everybody agrees, Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, if you find the Chatat after Yinitzchaper with another one, it's the Mita, I would have a Havamin over here, but this is not the Mita because it has Tarte L'Riyuta, it has two negatives. Those two negatives might make it a Chingol Mita. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah tells us that even though it has Tarte L'Riyuta over here, it's still the Mita. So the Chiddush is that after Kapara, where it normally would die, you might have thought over here that it shouldn't die because of the Tarte L'Riyuta, Kamash Malon, that it does die. So Rashi will set up our case in the Mishnah, a case before you Nitchaper with another Chatat, and Tosfot will set up the Mishnah as a case where you're already Nitchaper with another Beima l'chatat, and each one the chidusho. Rashi's chidush is Tarte L'Riyuta makes it more likely the mita, and Tosfot says that it makes it less likely the mita. So the same machloket we saw in Tmura, Rashi and Tosfot have this exact machloket over here with regards to the explanation of the Mishnah. Alright, next Mishnah. A mefrish ma'ot l'niziruto. Someone who separates out monies to pay for his nizirut. Nizirut has three karbanot that you need to bring with those monies. As you bring an olah, chatat, and shlamim. Nizirut tahara involves three karbanot. Those three karbanot. Lo ne'enim velo mo'alim. You're not ne'eneh, meaning that there is an isur of hana, midorabanan in them. Velo mo'alim. But we don't have an isur mi'ilah midoraita. Why? Mipnei she'ein ru'in lavo kulan shlamim. Because any monies that you take there could have been a shlamim. Since the monies are undefined, you have an olah, chatat, and shlamim. The monies could have been used towards a shlamim, since they could have been used towards a shlamim, which does not have mi'ilah in it, until after zrikat adam. Therefore, the monies, we assume, don't have mi'ilah. As Rashi puts over here, it's a safek lekula, because you have a possibility. It could have been for an ala, could have been for chatat, which would obligate you in mi'ila. But then you would bring a korban, and it'd be bringing chulin lazara. So in order to avoid that problem, we say safek lekula, because we don't want you bringing chulin lazara. As we know that the chomesh is connected to the korban, so we drop the chomesh, and all you have is the keren that you have to pay, which is the din derabonon of mi'ila, which will also cover the tzad deoraita of repaying the keren. Mate, if the owner dies, I mean the owner of this money's debt were presented towards the zirut, vayulo ma'ot stumim, and he has these monies that were undefined. Iplu b'nidava. All the monies will fall to nidava, to the olat nidava. Ma'ot mifurashim. On the other hand, if he has monies that are defined, he has money that's defined for an olah, chatat and shlamim. Dmei chatat yalchu liyam ha-melech. The monies of a chatat will go to Yam HaMelech, because this is a chatat shemetu v'aleha. Therefore, the monies will go to Yam HaMelech like a chatat shemeta. Lo ne'enin v'lo ma'alin. You do not get hana from them, midrabanan, but there's no mila d'oraita because it's a chatat that is meta. Chatat meta has no value in terms of kodesh, and therefore there's no dina mi'ila d'oraita at this point in time. Dmei olah, yavi olah. The monies, or the monies that were designated towards the olah of the nazir, you'll bring an olah with it, because you're allowed to bring an olah for someone even after they pass away. We learn that out from Yoledet. The olah to Yoledet is brought by her offspring after she passes away. Umo alim behen. And they have a din, full-fledged din of mi'ilah, because they're going to be used to purchase an olah, they're designated for an olah, and therefore they'll have din of mi'ilah. Tamei shlamim, yaviu shlamim. A shlamim can be brought as a nidava. So therefore the monies that were designated for shlamim, you will bring a shlamim with it. V'ne'achlim liyom echad. They'll be eaten for one day, like the el nazir. Shalmei nazir are like a toldah, they're eaten only for one day. Vein tunim lechem. But they do not require the lechem of the nazir, because the lechem nazir requires kapea nazir, the hands of the nazir to do the tnufa. So therefore you will treat it like an el nazir. You just won't bring the breads that come along with that of the nazir. So the shlamim obviously does not have mi'ilah associated with it, because shlamim doesn't have mi'ilah until after zrikat adam. This is something that we've seen before. We're familiar with the fact that a woman can bring, for instance, a yoledet, has to bring korbanot, olah, vichatat, and she can bring a pair of birds. Those pair of birds, you can leave them as stumot, undefined, and the kohen will determine whether which one is an olah and which one is a chatat. So you could create a similar situation here where you have undefined monies, undefined birds, where the korban is brought and then only determined later. So why don't you say the same thing here? In terms of ma'ot, the kinim, you have monies for these birds, and you haven't defined which will go to chatat and which one will go le'olah. Lo ne'anim velo ma'alim. Let's say over there that there's no din of mi'ilah as well, mi'ilah Torah, only a din derabanan. Now it's not going to be like the ma'ot of the nazir. The ma'ot of the nazir had olah, chatat, and a shlamim. The shlamim is what created the lack of mi'ilah there. Over here, you only bring an olah, a chatat. Birds only come as an olah and a chatat. So then what is creating the lack of mi'ilah over here? Because, mipnein, she'iru'in la'vi torin, shelo igia zmanam, v'ne'yona shavar zmanam. Because there is actually a time frame for birds, torin, that are brought. They have to be brought after they already mature, after their feathers have passed the point where they are yellow. On the other hand, Ibnei Yonah, as they sound, Ibnei Yonah will only be young Yonim that are brought. The Ibnei Yonah, once they mature, past the point, or reach the point where their feathers are yellow, you can't bring them anymore. So since you could purchase with these monies birds that are not Re'uyim Limizbeach, and there wouldn't be any Chiyuv Mi'ilah by them, so let us say that these monies don't have Mi'ilah in them. So Amarava, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Amra Torah, by the Torah says, Bima Otstumim. When it comes to the ma'ot stumim, havei shlamim. So now, when it comes to the ma'ot stumim of Nazir, one of the requirements of what you do with that money is bring a shlamim. It says, bring an olah, bring a chatat, bring a shlamim. But the Torah demands that you bring a shlamim with that money. So amra Torah, havei Torah, tarin shlo yigi hazmanam. Wait a minute, does the Torah command you to bring the wrong birds here? If you separate our monies to purchase birds, we expect, and the Torah expects you to buy the proper korban. We don't expect you to buy the wrong thing in order that it won't have mi'ilah. We expect you to buy the right thing. So in ruining the mizbech, they don't belong in the mizbech. So Rava differentiates between the cases and says, ma'ot shlamim is a proper use of the money. When you have the money for the zirut, buying the shlamim is what's expected of you. It's an expected use of the money, and therefore there won't be mi'ilah. Over here by the birds, we don't have an expected use of the birds to buy birds that are the wrong time period. Birds that are too young, too old. That we don't expect. Therefore, we're not going to assume that the monies don't have me'ilah associated with them. We assume the monies are going to be used to purchase what you're supposed to purchase. What you're supposed to purchase an olah chatat of birds that are ra'ui l'mizbeach. If you do that, there is a chiyuv me'ilah. So only when we have an expected use of the money that the Torah condones will we say that that can remove the me'ilah. But just because you can use the money for something else and do what's wrong, that's not going to remove the me'ilah over here. And that's how Rava answers this query of Reish Lakish. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hadam Kal Bitchila V'chamur B'sofo. When it comes to blood, it has kulot in the beginning, but in the end it has chumrot. Nisachim, on the other hand, the nisachim, the libations, chumer b'tchilatan, are much more machumur in the beginning, v'kal b'sofam, and then they are lighter in the end. Dam b'tchilato ein mo'alin. Dam in the beginning has no din of mi'ilo associated with it. Yatzal nachal kidron mo'alin bo. So we had this in the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma tells us that after it went through the mizbech, the blood, it used to flow down through the shittim out to the nachal kidron, the Kidron Valley, through the waterway. And that waterway, when it came out, had this blood in it, and it was excellent fertilizer because it had all this blood associated with the water. So the Gananim, the gardeners, and the farmers used to come and take the water from there to water their fields because it used to be excellent fertilizer. So the Mikdash used to charge them money for that water to take away this din of mi'ilah. That's only a din mi'ilah mi de rabbanah, not a din mi'ilah doraita. Mi doraita, it's all done because the mitzvah's done, so there is no din of mi'ilah doraita. But mi de rabbanan, they placed in a din mi'ilah that they used to have to pay for this blood that went out afterwards. So in the beginning, dam has no din mi'ilah whatsoever. After its mitzvah is done, and has a din mi'ilah mi de rabbanan. On the other hand, the sachim are just the opposite. The sachim, itchilatan mo'alin ben. There's a din of mi'ilah associated with the sachim until they're poured onto the mizbech. Yardu the shitin, once they're poured onto mizbech and go down below, ain mo'alin ben. There's no din of mi'ilah left with them. So tan rabbanan. Mo'alim b'damim divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Shimon believe there is mi'ilah by dam. Chamim amim ein mo'alim. Chamim say there is no mi'ilah by dam. My time of the mandamar ein mo'alim b'dam. What's the reason behind the one who says that there is no din of mi'ilah by dam? So Amar Ula, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Vanin etadiv lachem shalachem ol." I gave you the dam or the korban for yourself. Be used for yourself. So the dam is yours, there's no din of mi'ilah. Ve'rem Yisrael tana lechaper. The dam was given lekapara. The kapara netzadeh v'lo lemi'ilah. That's only, the only usage of the blood, or the only thing associated with the blood is kapara. There is no din of mi'ilah. It's exclusive. Usage is kapara. Ve'yochadam ha'akra, ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. So it says that the dam is used to be mechaper. Lifnei kapara, kilachar kapara. That the before kapara should be the same as the after kapara. The pasuk says ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper, and then after kapara, we know the din is anything that naseh mitzvato, there is no din of mi'ilah. So just like after kapara, there's no mi'ilah. So to leave nei kapara, there's going to be no mi'ilah. Malach kapara imbo mi'ilah, after nei kapara imbo mi'ilah. Veima, why don't we say just the opposite? Before kapara, when somebody doesn't have the mitzvah done, it does have a din of mi'ilah. Afachar kapara should also have a din of mi'ilah. It says, "V'chi yesh lecha davar shenaseit mitzvato v'yesh bo mi'ilah." Is there ever such a concept that you can have something where the mitzvah is completed and yet there's still a din of mi'ilah? That's a problematic assumption. If you learn that way, we're going to have something that it's already mitzvah is done and you're going to have a din of mi'ilah. It says, "Am I low?" I do have examples of that. Barei chumata deshen. The din of shumata deshen shenase mitzvato, even though the mitzvah is done, v'yeshbo mi'ilah. That has a din of mi'ilah. We have, even after you take the shumata deshen off the mizbeach and place it next to the ramp of the mizbeach, there's still a din of mi'ilah over there because it says v'samo etz la mizbeach. If you place it next to the mizbeach, and it's tu'inim gniza, that they have to be placed there and left there. You cannot use them, you cannot utilize them, and therefore there's a din of mi'ilah with the shumata deshen, even after you've done the mitzvah of shumata deshen. Where it says, "Mishum davalei chumat adeshen ve'evrei se'ir ha-mishtaleach, shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad." That's the exception to the rule, not the paradigm. As we said many times before, that when the Torah gives us a principle, in general we're going to assume that principle is a paradigm. But if the Torah teaches the principle more than once, teaches you once and then twice again, then already the Torah is probably telling you an exception to the rule, not the paradigm. So if I find twice the same din specifically laid out in the Torah, That means that I'm not learning it from one instance as a paradigm. It means that the Torah is saying that this is an exceptional case and this is an exceptional case. Therefore, I will not extrapolate from that case to anything else. So over here, I have two cases where after the mitzvah, there is a din of ni'ilah. One of them is Shumat HaDeshen, and the other one is Evrei Sa'ir. The Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, when it's sent out, the limbs of that Sa'ir HaMishtaleach have a din of ni'ilah even after the fact. They are Shnei Ketubim Abayim Chayed, V'chol Shnei Ketubim Abayim Kechad, Eim Alamdim. We don't learn from them. So Hanichal Amand Da'amar, that works well according to one who says, Evrei Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, Ein Ne'anim Mehen. You're not allowed to get enough from them. Amand Da'amar Ne'anim Mehen, that you're allowed to get enough from them. Ma'ikal Me'imar. Then what are you going to do? Then we only have one pasuk. One pasuk is a paradigm, not an exception to the rule. As Rashi points out over here, the reason that the Evrei Sa'ir, Shiyom HaKippurim, have a din of Me'ilah, is because even after they did the mitzvah, it says, El Eretz Gezerah, that it will be sent out to the Eretz Gezerah. What does it mean, El Eretz Gezerah? That means that it remains in Eretz Gezerah. It has to stay there. They have to be left there in broken pieces. You can't come and pick them up and you can't utilize them. So Gemara says, okay, according to the one who says that Evrei Sa'ir, HaMishtaleach, you're not allowed to get enough from them. We have two psukim. But the one who says you can get enough from them, Ma'ikah the Meimar, Mishum Davalei, Shumat HaDeshen, U Big Day Kehuna, Shnei Ketubim Abayim Keachad. Shumat HaDeshen and the Big Day Kehulin, Gadol and Yom HaKippurim are two psukim that say the same thing. Kol Shnei Ketubim Abayim Keachad, Eim Elamdim. So that is a machlok between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Dosa in the Gemara and Yoma about what you do with the Big Day Kehuna of the Bekoin Gadol after Yom HaKippurim. It says in the Torah, Benicham Sham, leave the Begidei Kuna over there. What does it mean to leave them there? The Chachamim say that he put them into Geniza. That's it. You can't use them again. Rabbi Dosa says that you can't use them for Yom HaKippurim, but a Kohen Yehejot could utilize the Begadim. So it's only a requirement that they not be used for another Yom Kippur. There is no requirement that you don't use them at all. So therefore, the Gemara says again, Anicha the Rabbonon Damre Benicham Sham, that you leave them over there means that they require gniza, means that there is a din of mi'ilah even after the fact. Then shapir, the Rabbi Dosa damar mutad ishtamesh ben kohen ajot. Kohen ajot can use these because afterwards just can't be used by another kohen gadol for Yom Kippurim. Ma'ikel meimar shem David shumat adeshen ve'eglar rufa shnei kavduvim abayim kechad. So I have another example of it. I have shumat adeshen and eglar rufa. It says over by eglar rufa barufusham that you do the Arifa Sham, and then it has to be left there. Anicha demandamar im lamdim. That works well according to one who says that when you have two psukim telling you an exception to the rule, then they don't teach anymore, they're not a paradigm. Demandamar im lamdim, according to one who says you can learn out from two, two's not an exception, three is an exception to the rule. Two can still be a paradigm. Maikul meimar, tre miute ktive. There are two miutim written, ktive otam ha'arufa. Egla ha'arufa. So that extra hay comes to tell you it's a miut. That only the egla arufa requires gniza, not anything else. Uchtiv otam, b'sam way to the mizbeach. By the Shumat HaDeshen, it says you place it next to the mizbeach. B'samo is a special miut. Only it requires to be put honey in. Midrach v'nei lo. These items do require gniza, do have a din of mi'ilah afterwards. Nothing else has a din of mi'ilah after the fact. So we've already established now a principle that anything after its mitzvah is done does not have a din in mi'ilah, except for these exceptional cases, whatever they are, depending on the shitot here. But at least, at minimum, Egla Rufa and Shumat HaDeshen are an exception to that rule. But everything else is that way. If that's the case, when I come to compare Lifnei Kapara to Achar Kapara by the Dam, then we already know after Kapara the Dam has no mi'ilah. So therefore I'm going to extrapolate from that to say from just like after Kapara there's no din of mi'ilah, so to Lifnei Kapara there is no mi'ilah by the Dam. And that's the one of the limudim to teach us that there is no mi'ilah by Dam. We had a number of limudim. That was the last of the limudim about why Dam does not have mi'ilah before Kapara. Nisachim b'tchila mo'alim behen. Lema matznitan delo kerbalazir b'rabi tzadok. Let us say our Mishnah is not authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Omer lu katanaya ben kevesh la mizbeach. There was a small trap door between the ramp and the mizbeach, b'maravo shel kevesh, on the western side of the ramp. Achat l'shivim shana, once every 7 years, pirchei kuna, your dimbo is small, so the young kohanim used to climb into it. U'mevin yayin karush, shudomeh lo glue dvela. They used to go and clean out all of the, call it, coagulated, hardened wine that had been poured on the mizbeach and then was captured down there, and it used to come out like pressed figs. Resurfim otabik dusha, and then they burn it in the dusha. Shenemar b'kodesh aseich neshech shechala Hashem. Sheshgeim shenisucha b'kdusha, just like when it's placed on the mizbeach, the libation is put in b'kdusha. Kach sreifata has to be b'kdusha. So my mashma, how do they know this? V'amaravina atya kodesh kodesh. Tzegzer shav b'kodesh kodesh. K'tiv alcha b'kodesh. By the Nisachim it says Bakodesh, Divatam, Sarafta to Notar Beish, Loya Chel ki Kodesh Hu. So by Notar also says that it's Kodesh and has to be burnt. So over here, the Kodesh means that if it's left over afterwards, or we find it afterwards, we're going to have to burn the residual in the Migdash or in a Makom Kadosh. So Ma Notar Sreifato Biktusha, Avhai Nami Sreifato Biktusha. Just like Notar requires Sreifa in the Kodesh, so to this, hardened wine will also require Sreifa Bakodesh. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok will not be the author of our Mishnah, because you see that there is a residual din of Mi'ilah here. There's still a din of Kedusha on this wine. Our Mishnah says, before you pour the Nisachim, there's a din of Mi'ilah. After you pour the Nisachim, there is no longer a din of Mi'ilah. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok, there's still a din of Mi'ilah after the fact, because it's still Kodesh. So Kodesh costs so much that it's Kodesh, you have to burn it. So Gemara says, Afilu Teima, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok. So you could say, even if Elazar Ben Zadok could be the author of this, the Kalat. There are a number of ways to explain this, the Kalat. The first way that Rashi brings is that it's only once they're Yored L'Shitim, only once they get down to the ground, do they have Kedusha. The Kalat, if you stuck your hand in the interim and grabbed them out, then they wouldn't have a din of Mi'ilah, because they never reached the point where they were Nitkadesh. So therefore, our Mishnah is speaking about a case where he stuck his hand in and pulled it out, so therefore there's no din in Mi'ilah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok is speaking about a case where it reached the shittim, and that's what you're peeling off the wall, taking out to burn it. There it's kadosh because it reached the shittim. Rashi, on the other hand, brings a second gersor, a different way to read this, is that it doesn't have a din in mi'ilah. That's the din de mishnah, and that even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok agrees to. So what's this din of sorfo? That means that he kalat. If he goes and collects it off the walls and decides to bring it in, then we're going to force him to burn it. Not that there's a din of mi'ilah over here, but there is a din in Sreifa if you want to remove it from inside of the Shittim. Rabbeinu Gershom actually brings down a third possibility we had to explain it, is that if the wine went down, libations went down to the Shittim, they would not be Kadosh. But the Kalat, this Lul Katan, this trap that was there, was made to capture them and leave them Bikdushatayu. And since they're left Bikdushatayu, that will remain even after the fact, and because they were collected and they have this Kedusha, then they were required to be burnt. Rabbi Tzadok agrees to the principle of the Mishnah that there is no din mi'ilah. It's this exceptional case where they're caught on the way down. Now the Gemara continues and says, Ikadamre, Lema Matanitan, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Let us say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, because our Mishnah says that if it goes down to the Shittin, then there is no Kedusha. Implying if it doesn't reach the Shittin, that there would be Kedusha, or there's a possibility of it not reaching the Shittin. Now that's only according to Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. According to the Chachamim, the Nisachim go directly down to the Shittin, and there's nothing to discuss. It's only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok that there is this Lul Katan there, that you have the possibility of it not reaching the Shittin. And that's why the Mishnah says, oh, if it goes down to the Shittin, there's no Mi'ilah. That distinction, or that nuance, teaches us that there must have been another way to be. That other way to be is what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok explains, that there was this Lul Katan. And that would support the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. And then, of course, in most of the Girsah now, it says, Afilu Teima Rabbonon. That you can even be, according to the Rabbanan, that the possibility here is that, even according to the Rabbanan, there is this din of Mi'ilah, I mean, that if it goes down to the Shittin, there is no Kedusha. But then there is a possibility of there being Mi'ilah, and that's a case of the Kalat. If he grabs it out, if he takes it out before it reaches the Shittin, then it would have a din of Kedusha. And that's how we'll say, Afilu Teima Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan could fit into this Mishnah. And the Mishnah is telling us, in this case, there is no Mi'ilah. In a case where you grab it out, where there's a possibility of having the wine be taken out, because according to the Chachamim, it goes straight down to the Shittin. There's no way of taking it out. So Ikolat, if he did take it out, that's what the Mishnah is addressing, that there is no Mi'ilah in such a case. The other way to read this part of the Gemara is to say, let us say our Mishnah is like Relazar Yaakov de Ikolat, in a case where he captured it, in a case where it was taken out. It didn't reach the Shittin to become Kadosh, and therefore Ikolat was the case where he took it out. So Amri Lo, they said, no, you don't have to say that about Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. You can even say it in a case, Shalom Kadlat. But it's Midrabonon. That Min HaTorah, there is no Isser Mi'ilah, and that's the din of our Mishnah. The din of Mi'ilah is a din Dirabonon. Gemara says, Va'al Krokon HaSivla. Didn't he bring a Pasuk to support his position? It sounds like it's Doraito. The answer is, Asmachto. That's Asmachto Bi'alma. They're just being Sumech on the Pasuk, but that's not a real Limud Midoraito. According to the first way we read it, the Gemara is coming back to discuss and to say that it makes more sense to say that the Chachamim are the author of the Mishnah and not Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, because Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok requires Sreifa. It's a din d'oraita of Sreifa. There's real Mi'ilah over here. Our Mishnah says that there is no Mi'ilah. So even though it sounds like from our Mishnah there's a way to capture it, which sounds more like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok,
Nevertheless, the conclusion of the Mishnah that there is no Me'ilah does not sound like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Gemara's answer is, no, that's only a Dinder Abonon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only giving us a Dinder Abonon Midoraita. He agrees with the principle of the Mishnah. Gemara says, what do you mean it's only a Dinder Abonon? Didn't he bring a Pasuk to support his position? Gemara says, that's Krav Asmachta Ba'alma. That's just an Asmachta. It's not a real Limud Minah Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here.